Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Barbara and I'm an alcoholic. My question is, why did we decide to stop drinking? Let me start at the beginning of my drinking. I could take or leave alcohol. In fact, one drink would ease the stresses of the day. I was able to drink without consequences for many years, many, many years. But the thing is, things changed. And as the years progressed and I became quite obsessed by alcohol, buying it, buying more, hiding more, then lying about it, planning it, it was endless. I was in denial about my drinking as I could justify it and tell myself that I'm not an alcoholic, as they are the ones in the park drinking from paper bags. I had this massive rule that if I was only allowed to drink in the evening once I had returned home from work, then I would spend my mornings nursing a massive hangover as I became less and less productive at work. I was riddled with anxiety, riddled, irritable, until I did take that first drink later in the day. Blackouts started happening later in my drinking, which actually were quite scary. Near the end of my drinking, a horrible thing started happening. My personality started to change. I was like Jekyll and Hyde, and I never knew what mood I would be in once I started drinking. Happy, sad, angry or tearful. It was just awful. I changed brands to try and find a drink that would not make me drunk, choosing a low alcohol product, hoping that it would be my new way to continue to drink. But in fact, it only left me going back out to the bottle shop to get more alcohol, to get the desired effect that I wanted. It was like Groundhog Day. Alcohol was no longer working. The reality was that I could no longer control or enjoy my drinking. I ended up going to my first alcoholics meeting after a huge argument with my husband. I found I was looking on the internet for Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, and I found one near me later in that evening. I was very nervous, as I knew nothing about Alcoholics Anonymous. Little did I know that this was going to be the change in my life. I got a glimmer of hope at that meeting as I sat listening to people share their experience, strength and hope. This young guy actually got up and started telling his story, and I actually related to him how he couldn't control his drinking once he started talking about it. And he also started talking about alcoholism as a disease. And that's where I learned about the disease, a progressive disease that I had been drinking myself into slowly until my life had become unmanageable. I learned also that it does not matter how much you drank, but how alcohol affects you. So the next day, I poured all the alcohol in my house down the sink. I started going regularly to meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous and connecting with members and getting a home group, learning about the 12 steps program, getting myself a sponsor who has brought me through the 12 steps, staying close always to Alcoholics Anonymous, and not taking that first faithless drink. Thank you for listening.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.